Coverage of Arizona business and economic news on KJZZ is supported by Arizona-based CPA firm Beach Fleischman, providing accounting, assurance, tax, and management consulting services. More at beachfleischman.com.
Scottsdale has long been known as a great food town, but now the city is getting a boost from some big-name chefs from out of town.
It's obviously not you because you are in town. So we're talking about folks like the Food Network's Giada De Laurentiis and Nobu Matsuhisa, for that matter.
So what does it mean for the food scene in Scottsdale? For more on that, our co-host Lauren Gilger sat down with the Arizona Republic's food editor, Lauren Saria.
So in the next, you know, year or so, Scottsdale will get three sort of big celebrity chefs coming to Scottsdale. Giada De Laurentiis, who I think everybody knows from Food Network, will be opening actually two restaurants inside a hotel that's planned to open near the mall. And then be getting a location of Maple and Ash, which is a very highly regarded steakhouse out of Chicago that'll be opening at the waterfront. And then also we'll be getting a location of Nobu, which I'm super excited about. That's, you know, one of the world's best Japanese restaurants, which will also be opening near the mall. So it's a lot.
Yeah. So it's definitely a little bit of a trend here. Mm-hmm. But is this surprising at all? Like, has Arizona or Scottsdale in particular sort of done work to draw these kind of names to the food scene here?
I don't really know that the city's done much to sort of like attract these big names, but definitely the mall, Scottsdale Fashion Square, is undergoing a big renovation. And, you know, all of those restaurants are going in around that area. There's a lot of development coming. So they're getting a hotel, the first non-gaming hotel from Caesars Entertainment. So there's definitely a lot of interest specifically coming into the Fashion Square area. And with that, I think you're seeing a lot of these sort of big name restaurants and big name chefs that want to plant a flag here in Scottsdale as well.
Yeah. I mean, so Scottsdale has always been a luxury shopping town, luxury dining, a resort town. That's like what you think about when you think about Scottsdale if you're not from here, and maybe if you are from here. But does this change the food scene there at all? Does it boost it? Does it cement it?
Yeah, I definitely think it's going to change the food scene in Scottsdale. You know, I think if you look at sort of the restaurants that have been in Old Town that have been sort of the staples there for the last maybe 10 years or so, you're talking about places like F&B, you're talking about Citizen Public House, you're talking about Cowboy Chow, which was there for decades before it closed. And those were all restaurants that were owned locally, that were, you know, helmed by chefs and owners who kind of came up here in town. And I think in the last year, you've seen a few of those places close, like in the case of Cowboy Chow, or the chefs are expanding into Phoenix in the case of like Bernie and Cantac and the ownership at Citizen Public House. And so I think that there was a period where Scottsdale's sort of best restaurants were all these locally owned places. And it does appear to me, at least, like we're going into a time where Scottsdale's, you know, sort of hottest restaurants will all be people who are coming to town from elsewhere.
Yeah, and that does seem to be a shift in the valley-wide restaurant scene as well, because you do see local celebrity chef stories here, I guess, that I think people are pretty proud of. So I wonder what you think the strategy is here. I mean, is there a desire for this? Like, do you think this is about attracting tourists or attracting people who live there?
I think it is definitely a little bit about attracting tourists. You know, if you look at the plans for both Fashion Square and then also for the greater Southbridge area, there's a lot of development that's planned for that whole sort of neighborhood. And a lot of it involves building hotels. And there is plans for additional residential to go in. But I do think that these developers are planning on capitalizing on the fact that there's going to be hundreds of new hotel rooms in and around, you know, Scottsdale and the waterfront.
Has there been any reaction from the community so far, from the folks who live there to all of this development?
Yeah, I mean, I think people are always going to push back when they're seeing things that, you know, are businesses that have been there for decades potentially going to be displaced. But at the same time, I do think that there is also sort of on the other side of the coin some excitement, because it does require some amount of cachet and some amount of reputation as a food city to see people like Nobu and people like Giada willing to come here and open restaurants. And that's something that Phoenix hasn't really had, or Metro Phoenix, I should say, hasn't really had. So I think it's exciting for people as well, although, there's certainly downsides.
So it gets us closer to being an L.A. or a New York or Chicago kind of food scene.
Definitely. I definitely think that, you know, having those restaurants that are big name restaurants, you know, adds to your credibility for sure, even if it, you know, potentially means a little less space in the market for those homegrown people.
Yeah. Okay. So there are pluses and minuses here, but what are you most excited about of all of this new stuff coming into town?
You know, I'm certainly excited to go to Nobu. I think, you know, in a perfect world, I'd be able to go to the one in Malibu and have beautiful ocean views. But, you know, having a waterfront view, you know, wouldn't be horrible either. But mostly I'm excited to, you know, see it sort of elevate, I think, the level of what's happening on a wider level in the valley. I think that having some more luxury dining options hopefully will sort of prime the market and prime diners in Phoenix to expect that from everybody across the board. So yeah, that should be exciting.
All right. That's Lauren Saria, Arizona Republic's food, dining, and nightlife editor. Lauren, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.